turning pretty big. Getting notices that my flight to San Francisco might be canceled from New Orleans due to unusual cold weather in the southeast. There was a light rain coming down as I walked down Britannia tonight. The air never felt so chilly. If my flight is canceled tomorrow, I hope to get to stay another day. I hope to see my favorite three New Orleans strays. Biscuit and cream puff and angry face. I saw angry face today, and my gosh, she came towards me from the porch at an unusually fast pace. Angry face came toward me from the porch of the house. Who gives her scraps? And I let her warm up to me. She kept rubbing her short hair, gray body against my black jeans. I said goodbye, see you next time I'm in New Orleans. And I went to the cafe across from the guest house like I do every day. And I walked back and I saw a cream puff drag a flattened Popeye's box across the parking lot. Told her when I leave tomorrow I'm gonna miss her a lot. And I told her to give Biscuit a kiss from me. I'm gonna miss that little Biscuit. I said I didn't get to see her today. Took a hot tub today and a sauna and hit the punching bag at the gym to sweat out the crud that's been building up in my system. From the gumbo and the dirty rice and the turtle soup, the rich food down here that I'm addicted to. And as I got out of the hot tub, the air was so cold I thought about getting back home and making love to you. And when I went to bed I turned on the TV and I cried during the middle of Wall Street, the touching bedside scene with Martin and his son Charlie Sheen. Martin had a heart attack and they were both sitting there crying. And Charlie said, I know I never told you this before, Dad, but I love you. Yeah, I love my dad. Yeah, I love my dad. And that scene in Wall Street touched on my worst fear, the thought of losing my dad. I fear the day that I'm beside him crying next to his hospital bed. Don't know what regrets I'll have, but I know that I love you cannot be said. Enough times, yeah, I told my dad I loved him so many times. And I dread the I love you that will be the final time. I already don't like goodbyes, I don't like goodbyes like the ones that I have to say to my love Caroline. Even when I know that I'm gonna see her in 2 to 3 weeks time. Yeah, I hate goodbyes. Yeah, I hate goodbyes. I even hated saying goodbye to the little angry faced cat with those hungry black eyes. Then it was 1 a.m. and I thought, hey, damn if it isn't Muhammad Ali's birthday. January 17th, right up the street from my home. Where he avenged his loss to Sphinx at the Superdome. watch Fazetta Remy throwing bombs at Junior Maximus. On my television set, film in Africa. Remy did well, but lost his title to Junior Maximus. Then I read a little more about the working boy, Ignatius. And his obsession to improve social injustice is at his place of work, Levy Pants. I relate to Ignatius' obsessiveness. Some will call this a song, some will call this a rant. And those who call you crazy for being focused and getting all projects done, maybe they're just jealous of your genius and they're part of the Confederacy of Dunces. Some eat popcorn to the downfall of TV celebrity. If that's what you choose to luxuriate in, that's your soap opera, baby, not me. Then I put the book down thinking my limbo in New Orleans is ended. It's time to go back home and play a concert and face my 2017 expenses. Morning and dust and vacuum and roll up my old Asian rug. That's the most expensive thing in my home and I don't want to be destroyed by no Gulf Coast flood. Then I walked out into the street and I said, fuck, hey, what do you know? Right below that palm tree on Martin Luther King is a patch of snow. Patches of snow all up and down the trolley line. Called my girlfriend, said it's my flight leaving. She said, yeah, I looked it up, it's leaving on time. And I'm on United Airlines C10D. A middle-aged man in a sweatsuit is playing video games like a little kid beside me. And I'm reading more about Ignatius. He's at work holding up a banner and building crosses and people are thinking he's nuts. I like reading about the life and times of the working boy Ignatius. Just close the book right now because I'm tired on chapter 7. And here's where the words from my new album have just ended. January 17, 2018. United Airlines C10D. Can't wait to see you, baby. Can't wait to see you, baby.